This next poem was written after Marvin Bell wrote a series of poems called The Dead Man Speaks. And this is called The Dead Girl Speaks. The dead girl at the end of the picture must wear flowers in her hair. If there were no flowers, we would have to admit the ugliness of mortality. Everyone loves the dead girl after she's dead, without the sins of blood and beating heart. No choke marks are visible on her neck. The dead girl floats gently down a stream, carried by fairies. No one remembers how cold that stream is, how it burns your feet with its coldness. The dead girl would have liked to be the one holding the gun. She wishes she had studied Shaolin Do, or how to throw a knife, wishes for one more chance to feel against her skin the cotton shirt of dirt and sweat. The dead girl knows that men love her now that she is dead. She remembers how it felt to press her hands against the flatness of a hard stomach, the muscular thigh, and how it cost her. The dead girl had children ripped from her body before her burial. She wanted to be buried beside them, like a nest full of eggs. In the end, we envy the dead girl because she is so pretty. Because she is so pretty, she is dead. Mothers, scar your little girl's faces so no prince will pick them from the villagers. Girls, put down your lipstick. Why attract all that light? The dead girl says, when the spotlight's on you, they never let you forget it.